It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Texas is just one of the 50 states, of course, and yet it had an outsized role in Wednesday's deadly insurrection at the nation's capital. KERA's Brett Jaspers reports.
Texas's part in the historic day started with Ken Paxton, the state's attorney general. He spoke at a pro-Trump rally in D.C. and was cheered for his effort last month to overturn presidential election results in other states.
And because we're here today, the message goes on, we will not quit fighting.
Then, during Congress's ceremonial electoral vote counting, Texas Senator Ted Cruz fed the false narrative that there's a factual dispute over who won the election. He objected to counting votes for President-elect Joe Biden.
And let me be clear, this objection is for the state of Arizona, but it is broader than that.
Cruz is widely thought to be running again for president in 2024 and trying to appeal to supporters of President Trump. After pro-Trump extremists stormed the Capitol, Cruz tweeted that violence is always unacceptable, yet he continued to fight critics who accused him of stoking the mob. Liberal groups called on both Paxton and Cruz to resign for fueling the violence. Republican Representative Ron Wright of Arlington had also planned to object to the electoral vote ceremony. Later Wednesday afternoon, he condemned the day's violence in, quote, the strongest terms possible. Mark Vesey is a Democrat who represents parts of North Texas. He said the lawmakers who went along with President Trump did it to curry favor with his voters.
So I would say to Cruz and to anyone that when you see something that is wrong and goes against what our country is all about, and something and you see someone going against what our Constitution is all about, say no.
Another Texan, former President George W. Bush, said he was, quote, appalled by the reckless behavior of some political leaders since the election. I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.